great to be with you this evening. I want to thank all of you who took the time to come to our Meet the Priests event last Sunday. We had a series of questions that people would guess which of the priests it related to. One of them was, who has the most traffic violations? The answer is me. And if you're friends with the Belleville's finest, you might hear that I got pulled over yesterday. But they were very kind to me. It was just, and I learned my lesson. We'll see. But life is good. So we relish that opportunity to get to know you better and want to continue to do so over time. We ask all the time this simple question: how much does it cost? Right? If someone's talking about a membership at the gym, well, how much does that cost? Want to enroll my children in the Faith Formation Program? What's the cost? Got some extracurricular for my grandchild. I want to support it. How much does it cost? Right? We got some professional development for our work. What are they going to charge us? How much does it cost? And we're used to viewing the world through kind of a cost-benefit analysis, right? How much time and resources are going to take me? What good am I going to get out of it? Now, does this point of view apply when we're thinking about life in Christ? Or does this point of view distract us from the reality? Our readings today are talking about the cost of discipleship, how difficult it is, what one gives up in order to enter into the program of discipleship. Jeremiah is talking about when he was called to be a prophet, to share the word of God, that he feels like he was duped. I received your word, Lord, and now what do I get? Mockery and derision and reproach. This is my diet all day long, the diet of the prophet. It cost him so much. St. Paul is exhorting us to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice, and to no longer conform ourselves to this age, but to be transformed by having our minds renewed. As he says in many other places, he's talking about us not gratifying the flesh and seeking worldly success and comfort and security, but allowing our very selves to become a sacrifice offered to God, an oblation that even while it's being offered remains alive, right? A living sacrifice. The cost seems once again very steep. And what does our Lord Jesus say today? As he's announcing his own path, his suffering, his rejection, his death, and his rising from the dead. This is just before the event of the Transfiguration, which we celebrated about a month ago. What does he say to his disciples? Whoever wishes to come after me, this is the cost. You must deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. So one thing is clear, the cost is steep. Why would we ever pay it? Why would we accept this invitation to discipleship if the cost is so great? St. Paul described it in this way. He said, the love of Christ compels me. Right? Whether that's to pick up and leave a community that I know and love, to go somewhere where I'm not known and will likely be, you know, stoned or thrown off the hill or mocked, or whether that's to endure the sufferings and the sickness and the illness, Why do I do it all? The love of Christ compels me. It's like there is some motor, some engine in him that drives him forward to do it. And because he has known Christ, and because Christ lives in him, the value of everything else is as zero, he says. It's as nothing compared with this perfect love that he's encountered and which has transformed him. This love drives him to give, not counting the cost, regardless of whatever is asked of him, in his pursuit of following Christ and doing his will. The love of Christ compels him. Jeremiah the prophet said it in this way: I tried to shut up, I tried to stop sharing your word, but then your very word becomes like fire burning in my bones. Okay, I grow weary trying to hold it in. I cannot endure it. Having encountered the power of God's presence in his word, the thing that costs him the most is not sharing it. He can't not spread the word, no matter what the external cost is, because the internal cost is so much greater, because he's losing everything, his soul. Paul said, woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. See, these folks, having encountered the living God, being transformed by the perfect love that is God, they don't see it anymore in terms of cost and benefit. They see it as what is necessary and what is superfluous, right? What is necessary is that I give all to Christ. What is superfluous? Everything else. Everything else. This cost of discipleship includes for us our willingness to lose all. Because the benefit is immeasurable. We can't even stack it up. It's incomparable. It can't be compared to any other benefit that we've ever received, thought of, dreamed of. It's impossible to calculate it. And the only way to understand why someone would pay that cost is to have an experience of this love. In the Song of Songs, it's described as the love that's stronger than death. It's a love that's stronger than death, and I don't fear any cost, even if that's my life. I'm not afraid to give any of it. This love, stronger than anything I could even imagine, stronger than death. Having experienced that is what makes sense of it all. So how do we experience that? Well, one way that's being made clear to us today through our scriptures is by our encounter with the Word of God. That was what got Jeremiah. That was what got St. Paul. Jesus is the Word of God, right? He being in the presence of his apostles. Through God's Word, we can experience this law that's stronger than death. If, and only if, we treat it as it truly is. Not the word of man, but as the word of God. A word that has the power to transform. A word that speaks not just opinions or thoughts or a perspective, but a word that is truth. A word that reveals the meaning, the purpose of your life. A word that pierces to the heart like a two-edged sword. A word that knows you better than you know yourself. The living word, the word of God. Have we approached this like it truly is, the Word of God? Or do we ignore the Scriptures? Do we, if we even try to pray with the Scriptures, are we just paging through, trying to get some, you know, quick inspiration and on with my day? Or do we allow this to be this transformative experience, this encounter with God Himself, who speaks to us in the depths of our hearts? Could be so incomprehensible for us to hear about Jeremiah and Paul and to hear Jesus telling us what it costs for us to be a disciple. But if we'd have allowed Him to truly touch our hearts with His Word, it would make all the sense in the world. Everything else would seem like of no value. All the other pursuits would be what seems incomprehensible to us. Let us open our hearts once again today to the Word of God, that He might speak to our hearts, that we might encounter Him living, and that His love would be revealed in our heart of hearts.